Is it possible to know what to expect in the upcoming year? Find out as Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim continue with their teaching on God's signs and appointed times, next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Our good friend Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks is with us, and she is talking to us about the signs of the times. It's good news if you're on the right side.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And if you're not on God's side, you need to get on
over
God's
there.
Side, because we don't know how long is left. He could come this year. So, Billy, we want to hear more.
Yes. One thing, we're talking about what you can see happening in 2008. And I'm sure that what we can see happening in 2008 is going to have to do with judgment. Judgment of nations, because the Bible prophesies it, and judgment of the wrong things in this earth. Now, we were talking, there it is, my book. We were talking before here. We looked up some scriptures, and we talked about, yesterday's broadcast. We talked about where it says over there that perilous times are coming, and it lists some of the things that are coming. And I remember one time when Brother Goodwin, Papa Goodwin, walked in my office years ago when I worked for Brother Hagin, and he would always come in there and teach me something. He walked in my office. He said, I'm going to teach you, he said, that today. And today I'm going to teach you on nakedness. Well, this was like in the 70s. And he said, before Jesus comes, I won't be here to see it, but he said, Satan will try to make people naked. He will try to uncover them. That was in the 70s. And we were recalling that scripture. And I think maybe that we should turn there in Luke. What is that? Luke 8.
Billy, before you do that.
Yep.
Give us a little clue about how the old timers thought about your dressing. You didn't show anything much.
No.
They didn't wear sleeveless things.
You
were modest.
And it's the same way with the Bible.
Not that you're an old timer,
but you've read it.
You've heard about it.
I heard what they said. But, you know, you can think about, to the Bible, modesty. It's shown there when God told the priest, you be sure to wear this when you're going up here and this and that. And the key to it all is modesty. And someone was telling us, one of the ladies came by, Cher, the makeup lady, and she was sharing us this story here. Because he told me, he said, now, in the last days, and you think about television, you think about things that are happening right now.
And movies.
And the stars that the TV... You turn on to get the news, and you have to hear the latest about one of the young stars who's recently taken her clothes off or allowed her underwear to be seen, or lack of underwear, or whatever. And it's just terrible. And so here we have, and Cher, the makeup lady, told you this, that she had heard from someone else about the Gadarene man in Luke chapter 8. And it says, they went over there, the Lord went over there in verse 27, and when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time and wore no clothes, neither abode in any house but in the tombs. Well, we know the story. Jesus cast the demons out of him. And so now when he comes back and the demons are out of him, and it is Satan that's doing these things. Look here at verse 35. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. When he's demon-possessed, when the devil's having influence over him, he's naked. When he's delivered, he's in his right mind, he put his clothes on.
That reveals a lot.
And we were talking about that. We were talking about cursing. We were talking about all these things that will be signs in the last days. And that's
really common behavior in our day and hour among the world.
Common behavior, very much accepted. Go to the local schools. It's sad and it's tragic, but it is a sign of the last days. And when we know it's the devil, we were just told that when we were off the air, that the largest response that you'd ever had to a product was when you and I did four sessions on the authority of the believer to the book, the Mac, Millen book, The Authority of the Believer, and they'll put that up on the screen so that you can get it. And thousands of copies are out there now, and thousands of people are recognizing that they are seated with him in the heavenlies far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and saying, not my household,
and
devil,
it's working, the
not
authority.
To my daughter. It's no, working. You don't, devil, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're not going to do it to her.
That's right.
And so there, we don't sit back and let these, everybody's
right.
naked. No, we take our place. And one thing that's going to happen in 2008 is the church is going to be changed more and more into his image. He, by the Holy Ghost, it's the year of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says that we're going to be a glorious church. And as we look in the Word, he changes us into his image. And so I believe in 2008, you're going to see the church of the living God yield more to the Holy Ghost, follow the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost, rule in their territories by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, and this is so key, it says in, I think it's the fourth chapter of Hebrews, that everything is opened with him with whom we have to do. Everything's open. It's not covered up.
That's
it's
good.
All revealed. Yeah. And so when we pray about the people that might be making bombs over in some little, and we take our seat of our authority and we sit up there and we say, everything's open to the one with whom we have to do in Hebrews. And we're not allowing that taking place in Branson. We're not allowing terrorists to come in here.
That's right.
We're not allowing a spirit of blasphemy and cursing to come in here and overtake my son so that every kind of word
that's right.
He says is cursing, because that's a very dangerous
thing.
It's
very dangerous.
And what were those scriptures that you had on that? That if a man curses, what happens to him?
If he loves, this was in Psalm 9 or 10, I think.
Yes.
And it said, he loved cursing, let him wear it like a garment. Isn't that awesome?
It's terrible.
He loved cursing. If you're going around damning things and speaking bad and cursing, the Lord said, okay, you love it, wear it.
Yes.
Not me. I'm not going to do that.
That's a judgment that will come on
you.
And
right.
I believe that scripture you were reading to me, it said, and if he despises blessings, then the blessings are far from him.
That's right.
He's got
Psalm
his church.
Psalm 108, 9, somebody's telling me. Thank God for good helpers.
Uh-huh.
Let's just look at it, because it's important.
It's very important.
Too many
because
people
it said
curse
in Timothy,
today.
As we read yesterday, the people are going to be blasphemed.
109:18.
It said that in Romans, and that God's going to turn them over to a reprobate mind. They won't even think right. That's
okay.
Why they won't even be able to do anything but curse.
In Psalm 109:17, it says, he loved cursing, let it come upon him. And he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him.
And I'm telling you, Gloria,
it's our choice.
You can curse and a spirit of blasphemy, and not blasphemy, but kind of like that, blasphemous mm-hmm. talk. cursing, a spirit will come upon you. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, because we are seated with him in the heavenlies, if you're sitting out there and you, every other word you speak is a curse word, and maybe that's your vocabulary, maybe your father
yes.
talked like that, but I can tell you right now, you don't have to keep talking
no,
like that.
No, you can repent.
And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I say to you, demons, I cast you out of those people where a spirit of cursing has taken over them.
Right.
I break your
yes,
power.
Yes, we break
we
your power.
We break your power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, give them a new vocabulary.
Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Let me finish reading that in case somebody's wavering. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water and like oil to his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, the cursing and the bowels being filled with the wrong thing in his bones. So let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is continually, where he is girded continually. So this is a very serious thing. And just because people think it's, because it's common out there in the world, so many people don't even have a vocabulary. They just use curse words to express themselves. But you don't be that way. You stop it. You repent. You ask the Lord to help you clean your mouth up. And you get into the Word of God and you speak God's Word.
Absolutely.
Speak blessing.
Absolutely.
And you'll have blessing. Speak cursing and you'll have cursing. I gave it to you from the
Now,
scripture.
God has made a judgment on that. Judgment means God says...
He's declared it.
He's declared it. Now, what he declared right there is... And it's already declared. He doesn't have to come down and greet you on Monday morning.
No.
He says, if you curse and it's in your mouth, you're going to wear it like a garment. And if you bless, you're going to have blessings. So that judgment is already made. Judgment is a deciding. And
right.
God is
He's
the
decided.
Judge.
That's
he is
right.
the decider. Now, I told you this in the meantime, so you don't have to act like you didn't know. I didn't know either till I read it in Lester Sumrall's book. But we know the first prophecy in the Bible, we're talking about Bible prophecy, was the prophecy concerning the Messiah.
That I know he will, it now, yeah. because you told me.
Right. But who was the first man that we have a recorded prophecy that a man made? And this is what Lester Sumrall said, and I did not know it, but it was Enoch. Enoch, you know, the one who so pleased God that he just
yes,
walked off into
amen.
The heavens with God?
That's exactly
in the
right.
New Covenant. Now, we don't know this from the Old Testament. It doesn't tell us this. But the Bible is revealed revelation, progressive revelation. And in the book of Jude, which was written by the Lord's half-brother, he was Mary's son. And we see here in Jude, it's only got one chapter, and in verse 14 it says, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." We're right back to cursing again.
Yeah, that's right.
But the point I wanted to make here is that even back so far as Enoch, the first prophecy put in the earth said, God is going to come, the Lord Jesus is going to come with 10,000s of his saints and execute judgment. So people don't want to think about God being a God of judgment, and he is love, but love brings judgment. If he had not brought the flood, the whole kit and caboodle will have gone down with those people at that time. But he saved mankind, and he's going to save this earth. And what you can expect in 2008 is to see some of that judgment. Now, I'm reading here from comments on the Numerical Bible, the book of Revelation. And this is on page 289. The future before the world is largely, alas, made up of judgment. Although it is true that the judgment is for a blessing which lies beyond it and which is as bright as God can make it. The future is as bright as God can make it, but we've got to know some judgments and get some things out of this world before it can be bright. Yet the judgment is emphatically a judgment of the world as it is, a judgment in which the whole present fashion of it passes away. And how important that we should know why it should pass away, and how to apprehend the mind of God with regard to that which he is going to judge. In this way, prophecy is of the most practical nature and a grand help to real holiness. That is, to a separation from evil, which necessarily is found in fellowship with him. If there are things with which finally it will be seen that he cannot allow to go on, then how clearly this must enter into our present estimate of them. Get on the Lord's side. If this is going to be judged, he doesn't like this, then get
That's
away from
exactly
it.
That's exactly right.
God's moral ways as the end will perfectly bring them out are going to show. So we're going to see how moral God is, no matter how people laugh at him and laugh
That's
at
right.
us. God is moral. Now, he points out that in the book of Revelation even, God is keeping Israel before him, can never forget her, and the time of her final blessing is one in which that interest in his earthly people will be most manifestly shown. The blessing of earth is bound up in the restoration and redemption of Israel. Now, we're going to talk about the sign. I mean the big sign of the Lord's coming, of the end of everything is Israel. This book here is by Dr. David Allen Lewis. And its foreword was written by a man that I met. Dr. Lewis has gone to live with the Lord in heaven. And we had a birthday party for him. I can't remember his 70th or 75th. I think it was 75th. And I met this man. His name is James Combs, a doctor of ministry. And he's provost at Louisiana Baptist Theological Seminary. And he has written commentaries to prophetic Bibles. in coordination with Dr. Lewis, who was with the Assemblies of God, one of their foremost prophecy teachers. Now, Mr. Combs is writing about David Allen Lewis, and he said he is a solid premillennial scholar and writer with four decades of studious pursuit of prophetic truth as a foundation. Now listen to this. Fully comprehending the biblical distinction between Israel and the church, a concept some otherwise bright theologians incredibly miss. I don't know how, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:32 that there are three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, and the church. And when you read the prophetic things concerning the Jews and concerning Israel and come home into the land, the church has not replaced them. Lewis has loved the nation of Israel and honored the individual Jew. And Dr. Lewis says in here what is absolutely the greatest sign of all, and that Jesus said. And let's turn to the book. Let's look at Matthew chapter 24, and at the same time we're going to get Luke 21. What can you expect this year? You can expect Bible prophecies concerning Israel to come true. You can expect them more and more to be fulfilled. I just came back, and on that DVD that we're offering, we were in Israel on Rosh Hashanah, the High Holy Days, and there in the newspaper one day they say, there's coming a big group of Jews from India home today. Why, they'd been there. They're some of the lost tribes. But God said they're going to all come home. We went high up into the mountains of Elon Marais, and there we met some from Peru. So you can be assured, and right now, a great number of them are coming home from America and from France. They're being very, very persecuted in France. That's one of the biggest signs on the earth. Bless the Lord. It was so interesting. I don't know if I can find it here in Dr. Summerall's book, but he said that when he was a boy, people didn't believe that it could possibly be right what the Bible said about the Jews coming home. I think I'll read that here. When I was a little boy, there was great controversy. This would be like in the 20s. Will there ever be a Jewish nation? All the modern churches said no. It's impossible because the Jews are located all over the world. You can't possibly expect them to return to their native land. They were speculating, but the Bible says they will indeed come back. Well, those speculators are all dead now, and the Jews have a nation in the Promised Land, just as the Bible prophecy predicted.
Praise
God's word is true. He prophesied it thousands of years ago. The nation was born in one day. I'm reading about President Truman right now in a book that George Pearson's gave me, Presidential Courage. And the courage it took him when our nation, thank God, voted in 1947 to Israel to come back to their lands and have a homeland. Now, this is from Dr. Summerall. If we do not understand and master the doctrines of eschatology and the dispensations, we will not rightly divide Scripture. If you do not know that there are three groups of peoples, you will not be able to rightly divide the Word. And those groups of peoples are the Jews, the nations, and the church. And the big prophetic sign is Israel. So let's look at Matthew chapter 24. And at the same time, let's get Luke chapter 21. And let's see what God said about this nation. And Jesus went out, chapter 24, and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. This is just about in 30 AD, yep. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Surely I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. The temple had been reworked by Herod. Great, huge stones were used. And the disciples heard him prophesy the destruction of the temple. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples said unto him privately, tell us, when shall these things be? When will the temple be destroyed? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age? He's going to tell them many things here. He's going to talk about wars and rumors of wars. He's going to talk about plagues. He's going to talk about earthquakes. He's going to talk about other things.
That's certainly something you can see or look around and see today.
Oh, my goodness
gracious
sakes alive. More
earthquakes than ever.
More earthquakes, more plagues, more pestilences. I read just this morning on, I was checking on the internet about somebody that died of some kind of an amoeba in the brain, and it's happened several times, and so there are things daily coming. Thank God for the Word of God and the blood
amen.
Of the Lamb. But when we go over to chapter 21 of Luke, they ask him, what shall be the sign of your coming? And verse 29, he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. They ask him, when are you going to set up the visible kingdom here on the earth? And so he said, the sign that the visible kingdom is about to be set up. He knew there was going to be a church, but he didn't mention it here. He mentioned the fig tree. The fig tree is Israel. One reference on that is Joel 1, 7. The fig tree is Israel. He said, you watch the fig tree, that is the nation of Israel, and you watch all the trees, which are the nations of prophecy. Now, the nations of prophecy are primarily those Old Testament nations that are given unto us. Where will they be? When they come into their right place, where will they be? And when you see them come into the prophetic places, when you see them do what the Bible prophesies and the prophets prophesies they will do, then you know that the kingdom's about to be set up. Now, we're going to look tomorrow at the book of Ezekiel and some others, but particularly the book of Ezekiel, because we are living now with the book of Ezekiel prophecies coming to pass. You're going to be able to see in 2008 a closer tie between Russia and Persia.
And Iran.
Yes, Iran and Russia. There is a prophecy that Damascus will be a ruinous heap. Will that happen? I do not know.
Will it happen in 2008?
Oh, it'll happen, sure. But do it happen in 2008? I do not know. But Syria is commanding the headlines along with Russia and Iran. And these are signs of his coming and of judgment.
Wow, Billy.
Ooh,
that's good. Billy and I'll be right back.
Partners of this ministry come from all around the world and every walk of life, but they all have one thing in common. Kenneth Copeland Ministries cares about them. As part of our prayer ministry, KCM has an outbound calling program. Our prayer ministers make about 2,000 outbound calls each week to people who have sent in letters or emails requesting prayer. We also call during times of catastrophes and natural disasters.
I remember talking to a lady that was standing knee-deep in water, and her cell phone had not been able to work for 4 days. Our call got through to her. We were able to help them to get out of there. We wired the money, and it was about probably like 2 or 3 months ago that I got a letter from her. She sent it to the ministry. They gave me a copy saying, thank you. You guys were the first ones to reach us.
Making a difference around the world. In all of the earth, from every land across every continent, God has put his unique mark on only one place. He has specially chosen only one land. The land is Israel, the people are the Jews, and the promise is an eternal covenant. Israel, the people, the land, and the promise is a unique video documentary that will take you on a journey of discovery to the land of Israel. With Dr. Billy Brim as your teacher and guide, you'll learn why Israel is like no other place in the world, why today it remains at the center of the world's attention, why thousands of years of biblical and world history can be found in Israel, what mysteries and biblical prophecies are unfolding in this land of promise, and why God has specially chosen the Jewish people. Your journey of a lifetime begins today. Unlock the secrets of God's ancient land. Israel, the people, the land, the promise. To request your copy of Israel, the people, the land, the promise, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. The cost for this eye-opening DVD by Billy Brim is just $30. To request your copy by phone, call us toll-free, 800-575-4455, or write to us at Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Don't miss your opportunity to have this powerful documentary. Order Israel, the People, the Land, the Promise today.
This DVD commentary that Billy has prepared with her staff Israel, the people, the land, and the promise will help us to understand Bible prophecy. And I want to encourage you to order it today. Billy, do you want to add anything to
that? This is on site. Now, we're going to talk tomorrow about Ezekiel 38 and 39. We're going to be telling that and teaching it at the Valley of Armageddon. Mm. And so you'll get to look over and you'll get to see that valley. We teach all the things right on site. We did it for the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, September 2007. So it's right up to date, and it's going to give you some information on today's headlines.
This will stir you up. Hallelujah, and you can share it with your friends. So order this DVD today. Billy's going to pray today for the peace of Jerusalem, and we're going to believe with her for that. We're going to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Billy, do that, and then I'll talk about the conventions.
All right. Father, we know that peace, shalom, comes from the word shalom,
yes,
meaning whole.
Lord.
We pray for the wholeness of Jerusalem.
Yes,
we pray
do.
For the wholeness of your plan, that it belongs to the Jews, that it is their capital. And we pray for the wholeness, Father, of heavenly Jerusalem and earthly Jerusalem and your great future plan. And we thank you, dear Father, in Jesus' name, Satan will not have his way there.
That's right.
We adjure you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, to move out and back and to move off our leaders if they would not see the right things about Jerusalem.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We agree, Lord. Your will be done in the church, in Israel, in the nations, in Jesus' name. We've got three believers' conventions planned this year. West Coast, June 30th through July 5 in Long Beach, California. We're making a move this year. We're going to Long Beach. It's been a long time since we had our convention there, but it's going to be great. And you're going to like it. They say, I haven't been there to look at everything, but they say the hotels are good, the building's good, so come. And Southwest Convention, August the 4th through the 9th in Fort Worth, Texas. Great Lakes, August the 18th through the 23rd in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You come and get it. You know you can come to more than one. I go to all three, and I receive and I grow every year. So please come. We'll have 6 days and nights of the Word of God. You'll hear how to walk by faith, how to be healed, how to be free, glory to God, and how to be blessed.
Hallelujah.
This is Gloria and Billy Brim reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org. or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.